what we find happening is that a lot of coaches who coach at a particular level may have the emergence of a one athlete or a two athlete and think that they are ready to just do it on their own. In former years, what we used to have, coaches from Kingston meeting at Kirkvine on a Sunday, and we would chat, inclusive of the late, great legend Steve Francis, Glenn Mills, and numerous other coaches gathering at Kirkvine, brainstorming. We used to have those multiple camps at Sutton Place, also at GC Foster College, where we would sit and talk track and field almost for the entire night. Do you know of those legendary moments when we travel on trips? There's no sleep because, again, the great Steve Francis would take the floor, and even when your eyes are burning you, you'd have to sit and would have to chat track and field. So, Roger, what I'm saying, these are some of the gaps as it relates to our young coaches who have access to information. I am saying that we're not seeing, maybe because of social media and all of this sort of thing, where you have that sort of camaraderie, where persons would sit together and chat. How many persons you sit doing that, man? People are on their phone. So that's a gap that we need to look at.